This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
So Michael Moore says that he wants to join with a million people to surround the Capitol building and prevent President Trump from nominating the next Supreme Court justice, or perhaps to prevent the Senate from confirming the next Supreme Court justice. I'm not sure exactly what he means. He just wants a blockade. He wants to stop this from happening. Because, of course, leftists don't respect any rules unless the rules favor them. Because flip this around for a second here. Imagine this. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency and this Supreme Court vacancy showed up and President Clinton had the opportunity to appoint a new Supreme Court justice, right? The media would be applauding it. They would say, oh, this is a wonderful opportunity to protect abortion, to protect whatever, I mean, to protect unions, blah, 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 to protect minimum wage. And if conservatives said they were going to surround the Capitol building with a human shield of a million people, what would the left-wing media say about that? You know what they would say? They would say, oh my God, conservatives, they're anti-government. They're trying to interfere with the Constitution. They're trying to disrupt and destroy the process of democratic government. But because Trump is president and the left doesn't like the nominee for the Supreme Court that Trump is going to come up with, reportedly, he's going to announce that person, the name of that person, on July 9th, I believe. Because the left-wing media doesn't like conservatives, they're not going to point out any problem with radical left-wing activists like Michael Moore engaging in mob violence or intimidation or domestic terrorism even, or threats of it. The left-wing media has no problem with any of that stuff because they don't want another conservative on the court. And the gall of these people, for leftists to claim that they are trying to protect the Constitution. No, you're not. You people are destroying the Constitution. Neil Gorsuch is protecting the Constitution. A constitutional originalist is the kind of judge or justice that would protect the Constitution. Liberals are dismantling and destroying the Constitution at every opportunity. Have no illusions. Make no mistake. Those protecting the Constitution are conservatives. And that's what we need on the court, and that's what we're going to get. Now, leftists will go insane. So one of the reasons I'm recording this particular topic is because I want you to be prepared for the summer of mass hysteria, the summer of left-wing insanity, the summer of what's coming, because leftists are now going to try to block this with the same level of hysteria and fervor that they once applied to try to block the Electoral College from confirming Donald Trump as the new U.S. president back in late 2016 and early 2017. Remember that? The whole thing where they tried to get the Electoral College representatives to change their votes and not vote the will of the people. All these Hollywood actors, like we want to hear from the Avenger actors. Who gives a crap? They're actors. They don't know anything about politics. They're just famous bodies and famous faces who are all going to be replaced with computer-generated characters anyway in the next 20 years. Nobody cares. They're useless. They don't know anything about policy. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about the Constitution. They're morons. Which is also why no one did listen to them. I mean, no intelligent person listens to Hollywood actors when it comes to the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Actors don't know much when, you know, by and large. There are a few exceptions, of course. John Voight knows some stuff. He's informed. There are a few others, but not many. Anyway, but back to the main point here. I want you to prepare for the summer of hysteria, the summer of insanity from radical leftists, because they are going to try everything to block the Supreme Court justice. And it just shows that anything they lose, they try to just destroy the game. They try to destroy the rules. They don't want to play by the rules unless the rules benefit them. So they'll take the win. If there's an election and they win it, they'll say, the people have spoken. you must abide by the outcome of the democratic election, right? When Obama won, that was the message. The people have spoken. When Trump wins, the leftists say, no, we're not going to accept that. It's illegitimate. Illegitimate presidency. Illegitimate. Oh, maybe the Russians stole the election somehow, some way, even though there's zero evidence, and we can't even describe any mechanism by which that could have happened. We're all going to pretend on the left, we're all going to just pretend in this mass delusion that the Russians somehow stole the election, and that it wasn't that Hillary Clinton is an annoying, useless candidate who practically refused to even campaign. She got outworked by Donald Trump. And besides, she's a political criminal on top of that. Lock her up. I hope to see that happen in our lifetime. Nevertheless, anything the left doesn't win or control, they try to make it illegitimate. So for all these years, when they have had a liberal majority on the Supreme Court, in most decisions, they have said, well, the Supreme Court is the final authority. And they're trying to kick everything over to the Supreme Court so that the Supreme Court can rule on it and they can overrule elections by having a liberal Supreme Court. And that's what they did for many, many years. And now that they're losing the Supreme Court, just watch. These same hypocritical, lying liberals are going to now start saying, well, the Supreme Court shouldn't be the final judgment, shouldn't be the final authority, shouldn't override the will of the voters. Because now they don't control the Supreme Court, you see. So whatever they control, they're going to say that, oh, that has the final authority. Remember when Obama was president and left-wingers said, well, Obama shouldn't have to get congressional approval to get things done. And even Obama himself, he gave a speech one time. He was like, I don't want to wait for Congress. You know, so I don't remember his exact words, but he was basically saying that he was going to bypass Congress because they're not getting the job done that America needs. So he's just going to do it himself by executive order. And he did. And he issued a bunch of executive orders. And then when Trump became president, Trump just reversed all those executive orders and wiped out Obama's sad legacy, about 80% of it, in less than a year. Well, there you go. That's what happens, Mr. Obama, when you don't get Congress to pass your laws and you think you can just rule like a sad dictator, just issuing executive orders. Guess what? The next president can reverse all those because they have no backing of Congress. Even the so-called treaty, the Paris Climate Accords, never approved by the Senate. Wasn't a treaty. It was just Obama's executive order. Trump reversed it. Same deal with Iran. Obama said that he had a treaty with Iran. Wasn't a treaty. It was Obama's personal memo. It was like Obama's diary. Dear diary, I wish that Iran would build nuclear weapons and let's give them billions of dollars to accomplish that. And then Trump came in and said, no, we're going to stop that nonsense, Obama. We're gonna roll back the Obama destruction, the Obama treason, Obama arming our enemies with nuclear weapons. We're going to roll that stuff back. And that's exactly what President Trump did. And that's why Obama is in his bunker right now plotting to overthrow America. Still, he's plotting. He hasn't retired. He's plotting. He's coming back in another form, like the ghost of Christmas past. He's coming back, but he doesn't believe in Christmas. He's an atheist. The ghost of Satan's past, he's going to come back, probably try to be like the leader of the United Nations or something. He's going to come back and try to destroy America yet again. If he's not arrested first, because he committed many, many acts of treason against the United States of America. And if Congress is allowed to conduct its investigation properly, Obama will end up in handcuffs, and Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, oh my God, it's a long list. And James Comey too, for that matter. And they all should be in handcuffs. It's time to lock them all up. It's time to indict them and charge them with the treasonous crimes that they committed against this country. But anyway, I'm getting a little bit off topic. Just going to wrap this up here. The Supreme Court, it's going to be an epic battle. An epic battle. Watch for lunatic leftists to go totally insane and try to pull things that they've never pulled before. Human blockades. Maybe Michael Moore himself will surround the Capitol building by just squatting on it. And he'll try to blockade everybody. You have to step over Michael Moore to get into the Senate hearings, you know. I mean, he can blockade a lot. That guy is a giant blockade just waiting to be deployed. So watch out. It's going to be the summer of the Michael Moore squat blockade at the Capitol building. Read Trump.news to stay informed, or newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.